Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Rudy from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential, okay? Can I ask you, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now that you've said you are registered, can I ask, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an Independent?
Independent.
Okay. When it comes to voting for local offices in your area for the Texas State Legislature, do you usually vote for mostly Democratic candidates? Do you usually vote for mostly Republican candidates? Or vote for a mix of roughly the same number of candidates from both parties?
Mostly Democrat.
Okay, mostly Democrat. All righty. And as you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue, or is it time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas?
It's time for a change.
Time for a change, okay. Which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? And I'll just read a couple of topics here. The economy, inflation, and jobs, violent crime, property taxes, abortion rights, gun violence, funding for public schools and teacher pay, illegal immigration and the border, or healthcare costs?
Let's do healthcare costs.
Healthcare costs, okay. All right. And which is the next most important problem or issue? The economy, inflation, and jobs, violent crime, property taxes, abortion rights, gun violence, funding for public schools and teacher pay, illegal immigration and the border?
Let's do gun violence.
Gun violence, okay. Next, mark your opinion of each as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, and I'll just spit out some names at you, okay? Laurel Jordan Swift.
Say that name again, I'm sorry.
Laurel Jordan Swift.
I'm not sure who that is.
Okay, don't know. How about Colin Allred?
Whatever the, like, favorable, the less favorable, but less favorable one.
Very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, you see.
Oh, okay. Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, okay. How about Kamala Harris?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Joe Biden?
Neutral.
Neutral, okay. All right, Steve Allison.
Not sure who that is.
Not sure, okay. Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable, okay. Mark LaHood.
Not sure who that is.
Not sure. Ken Paxton.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable, okay. And Ted Cruz.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. All right, in the 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, a Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an Independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, okay. Good. Give me 1 minute. In the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Allred, the Democrat, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Colin Allred.
Okay. And in the election for Texas State Representative from your area, which candidate, Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, Democrat, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Most likely Laurel Jordan Swift.
Okay. All right. Next, here's some follow-up information. about both of these state House district candidates. Mark LaHood is a pro-Trump Republican criminal defense attorney born and raised in San Antonio and father of four children. Mark is a proud conservative who believes that we are at a crisis point in our state and nation, and that now is the time for bold, unapologetic conservative leadership in government. He is endorsed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott because he will work with them to secure our border and empower parents to make the best education decisions for their child. On the other hand, we have Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat. Is a San Antonio native with a career in medical sales who raised five kids in our community. A former Republican herself, Laura will go to Austin and fight to fully fund our public schools, expanding affordable health care to more working Texans. She will also work to restore women's freedom of choice to have an abortion, as well as foster unity and respect. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District, Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift?
Laurel Jordan Swift.
Okay, good. American Culture is the title, okay, and I'm going to read two paragraphs here. You tell me which paragraph describes best American culture. The first paragraph reads, America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. All right. The second paragraph reads, American culture is the liberals who woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining American with DIA teaching kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country, and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. What would you say America culture is based on those two paragraphs?
The first one.
Okay. And values and freedom, same idea. I'm going to read you two paragraphs. You tell me which one describes values and freedoms best. The first one reads, agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights or choices dictated by government politicians. Agree with those who support Texas Republican laws protecting the traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that both options ready?
Sorry, did I do? My apology. I think I read them all together, right? So the first paragraph reads, agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights or choices dictated by government politicians. Okay, that's the first one.
Okay.
And
yes. Okay.
You
I remember
go with
the
that
second
one? Okay.
Yeah, so I would go the first one.
Okay, good. Which is closer to what you think Texas should be about the situation at the border? Texas is being overrun by illegal immigrants, and Governor Abbott is right to continue spending Texas tax money using the National Guard and physical barriers to stop it, or Governor Abbott is just putting on a political show by continuing to spend over $11 billion of Texas taxpayer money, and his failed border policies have when that money could be better spent on schools or lowering the health care costs. Instead, the federal government should take over its responsibility to secure the border.
The second one.
Okay, good. Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life, banning abortions?
Disagree.
Okay. In your opinion, which of the five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? Takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and health care decisions, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11, fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion, punishes doctors who perform a medical necessary abortion with prison, no exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk.
No, that's hard. Let's do the fourth one, the doctor's finding.
Okay, the doctors where you say they get fined $10,000? No. Punishes doctors who perform a medical necessary abortion with prison?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Alright. Let me, next, a few statements about each of the candidates running for state legislature that their opponents might make. Rate your reaction to each as either a very strong reason to vote against the candidate, or a somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason, or you simply refuse to answer, or you don't know, okay?
Okay.
So I'll read the first one. It says, LaHood's campaign is bankrolled by West Texas and out-of-state billionaires who want to buy a representative who represents them and their extremist agenda, defunding public education and restricting personal freedoms. Would you say that's very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, or don't know?
Say somewhat.
Somewhat. In the legislature, Laurel Jordan Swift would vote against parents having the right to use their tax money through an education savings account to send their child to a private school. You say it's very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, or don't know.
Weak.
Okay. Mark LaHood defends the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, denying it was an insurrection. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, or don't know.
They vary.
Okay. Mark LaHood supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that would siphon money away from our public schools and give it instead to private profit schools run by his contributors. Very strong against.
Very.
Okay. Laurel Jordan Swift and her Democratic pals will continue the Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegals, bringing dangerous drugs and a spike in migrant crime to our communities. Very strong against. Weak. Okay. Mark LaHood claims to support police and safety, but he makes his money as a lawyer defending criminals who physically attack cops, molest children, and commit murder. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, or don't know.
Let's say weak reason.
Okay, Mark LaHood is endorsed by and embraces anti-vaccination organizations that promote conspiracy theories with no scientific proof about vaccinations that have helped eradicate serious diseases and viruses. Very strong against, somewhat strong against,
very strong.
Weak. Okay. All right. Mark LaHood supports the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that not only puts pregnant women's life at risk if they have a health emergency, but also criminalizes doctors performing life-saving care or anyone who assists a woman traveling to another state to get a legal abortion. Would you say is very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, or don't know?
Very strong.
Okay. And Swift is backed by the same big national liberals who advocate gun controls and taking away rights to gun ownership. Would you say is very strong against, somewhat strong, weak, or don't know?
Weak.
Okay. If elected, Mark LaHood is so extremist and his pro-life views, he would put parents' access to conceiving a child using medical science through IVF at risk of being made illegal in Texas. Would you say that's very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, or don't know?
Somewhat.
Okay. Laurel Jordan Swift is just another liberal Democratic promoting woke DEI policies, gun control, and defunding the police. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, or don't know? Okay. LaHood is on a record taking campaign contributions from a group even state Republican leaders say is wrong because they are connected to a Nazi sympathizer who openly advocates killing Jewish people and beating women. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, or don't know.
Very strong.
Okay. And lastly, Laurel Swift is an extreme pro-abortion advocate. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, or don't know?
Weak reason.
Okay. Moving forward, after hearing these statements about Mark LaHood and his beliefs, as well as knowing that he defeated a more moderate bipartisan incumbent representative, Steve Allison, in the primary, do you agree or disagree? Mark LaHood is the kind of Republican that is just too extreme for Texas.
Agree.
Okay. Lastly, here are some statements about the record and policies of one of the candidates for state representative, Laurel Jordan Swift. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. The first one says, Laurel Jordan Swift knows that Texas must act now to reduce the cost of home ownership. She will lower property taxes for homeowners by ending the special break Republicans have created for businesses and big corporations to challenge their taxes and not pay their fair share. Would you say that's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Laurel believes that the best way to prevent mass shootings is with responsible gun ownership and sensible laws like raising the age to purchase assault weapons to 21 and require mental health background checks for gun sales. Would you consider that being very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Okay, Laurel thinks Austin politicians just need to use some common sense and talk to one another. She will be a bipartisan, pragmatic problem solver in the legislature, working with Republicans and Democrats to get things done. Do you think that's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Okay. Laurel Jordan Swift is a strong and consistent supporter of public education. She says the state should use its massive $33 billion budget surplus to fully fund our schools, increase teacher pay, and relieve pressure on local property taxes. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Okay. As the Republicans in power continue to take millions in campaign cash from the big insurance companies and refuse to do anything about the skyrocketing cost of insuring a home or a vehicle squeezing Texas consumers, Laurel Jordan Swift says it is time to change whom Austin looks out for and will take on the greedy insurance corporations to give Texas families relief from rising rates. Would you consider that to be very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Okay. Laurel Jordan Swift believes Texas women should have the freedom to make their own health care choices and not have the government dictate that they cannot have an abortion, including one medically necessary to save a woman's life. Would you say that's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Okay. A former Republican herself, Laurel Jordan Swift, has watched Texas Republicans forget about what matters. Common sense and working to make sure that families across Texas have what they need to live good, healthy lives. In Austin, she'll work with anyone who lower property taxes, fund our schools, and bring back fundamental freedoms extremists have taken away from us. Would you consider that being very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
In the legislature, Laurel Jordan Swift will support expanding health care to more Texas working families by using available federal medical just as 41 other states do. Would you consider that being very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
In the legislature, Laurel will support public schools by opposing the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers. Would that be considered very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Okay. Moving forward. Give me one second here.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have missed an answer. My apologies. Haven't heard this information. If you had to vote today, would you choose Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat?
Laurel Jordan Swift.
All right. What is your gender? Obviously, you're a male person, correct?
Yes.
All righty. What is your age range?
28 or late 20s. I don't know what the range is.
Okay. All right. Do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
Hispanic, yes.
Okay. Do you have at least one college degree that required 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
Excellent. Finally, and this is the very last question, Mark, yes or no, if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment, for example, Facebook?
No.
Okay. TV channels, MSNBC or CNN?
No.
YouTube TV?
No.
Twitter, X, TikTok, or Instagram?
No.
TV channels, Fox, Fox News, or AON?
No.
TV streaming, Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount?
No.
Alrighty. Alright, we're all done. I appreciate your time, and thank you for taking the time to help me complete that survey, okay? You have a good rest of your weekend.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.